This is Buffalo, New York, speaking, telling what we think of the Japanese aggression. These interviews are recorded for the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., through the facilities of WBEN, the Buffalo Evening News Station. Your name, please.
William Patterson.
And your address?
130 Summit Avenue, Buffalo.
How long have you lived in Buffalo, Mr. Patterson?
Ever since I was born.
And how old are you?
22.
Are you married?
No, I am not.
Have you been in Buffalo during the past few years?
No.
By that I mean you look of college age. Have you been away to school?
Yes, I have. For the past 4 years, I've been at Brown University.
And where is that located?
In Providence, Rhode Island.
You have received your degree from Brown?
Yes.
Where were you when the news came? Were you here in Buffalo?
Yes, I was.
How did you react to this news?
I was very much surprised by it. I didn't really think that the Japanese would be so foolish as to attempt this attack, which seems that it must end in failure and ruin for them.
You were entirely surprised by the turn of events.
Yes, I was.
You did not anticipate the Japs doing anything aggressively?
No, at least not so soon.
At least not to us.
Yes.
What did you think they would do?
Well, I thought possibly that they would continue their aggressive moves in the direction of Thailand and possibly down toward Singapore. But I didn't anticipate, as I said, the attack on Hawaii and the Philippine Islands.
At what time did you hear the news?
Almost as soon as it was broadcast.
On Sunday?
On Sunday,
you heard
yes.
It over the radio then?
Yes, I did.
And what was your emotional reaction at that time? One of fear? One of... could you describe how you felt?
Well, after the first surprise, I think that I didn't feel any fear. I recognized that all of us here are in for rather a tough time of it, but I was sure that we would all meet the situation to the best of our abilities.
Were you excited?
Well, not a great deal, no.
You felt fairly calm?
Yes, and really confident.
How did your family take the news? You're living with your mother and father, are you?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have two sisters.
How did they take the news, your family, your sisters, mother and father?
My sisters, I haven't seen. They're not living in Buffalo, but my mother and father were there, and I think that their reaction was much the same as mine. Fairly calm, a little apprehensive, perhaps, of the dangers that we will have to face, but determined to see them through as they had seen them through in the last war.
Were they excited?
No, I don't think so.
Did they draw parallels between this war and the last one?
No, they didn't.
What does this mean to you, this Japanese aggression? How will it affect you personally, as near as you can tell?
Well, I don't know what it will mean to my personal life yet.
What are you going to do?
Well, I've been considering very seriously enlisting in one or another of the armed forces of my country.
Have you any preference as to the branch?
Well, not so far, no.
You haven't given it serious thought in the point of really moving toward definite signing up. You've just considered it more or less as a possible line of action for you.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's it.
What shall we do here in America? Shall we... What do you think we ought to do as a people now? What's your attitude toward us?
I think we should fight the war as hard as we can, until we've won.
Fight foul or fair?
Well, I don't know quite what you mean by foul.
Shall we bomb undefended cities?
No, I don't think so. I don't know, really. I don't think it's good military tactic. I don't think it's productive of results.
Do you have any moral scruples against it?
Well, I don't know.
Have you thought of it?
Evidently not.
All right, Mr. Patterson. A few other questions. What do you think of the Japs, the people, the Japanese people?
Well, I...
You hate them.
No, I don't hate them. I was very much interested in a news flash I heard over the radio from the Japanese citizens on the West Coast expressing their loyalty to the president and their shock at the action that their country, their original country, had taken. I don't believe that the majority of... Well, I don't know that I can say that, not the majority, but there must be a good many people in Japan who don't believe and don't support this war.
Do you think they are racially treacherous?
Well, no.
Do you think they are pretty much the same as average Americans in their general relationships to each other?
Well, no.
And their emotional and moral background?
Their customs and traditions, of course, are much different than ours. I haven't made a study of the Japanese situation.
Do you think they, the people, have a sense of fair play?
I wouldn't know.
Do you hate Japs individually? If you saw a Jap, would you hate him?
I don't think so.
Do you hate the Japanese government?
Yes, I think the Japanese military government must be destroyed. And so I suppose I hate it.
Would you include the emperor?
No, I think the emperor is more or less separate from this government that has made this attack. I don't know that he will be overthrown as they will be.
What do you think of our government, the American government? As it is now constituted, the president, the vice president, and so forth, the personnel.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great government.
What do you think of the American people? Do you think we have the strength to ride through a long war?
Yes, I do.
What if our undefended cities are bombed?
Well, even so, the damage that might be done will be repaired, as the same thing has happened in England. And I think that our spirit will be as good as the English spirit has proven to be.
And what shall we do with them when we get them at the peace table? Shall we have vengeance, retributive justice? Shall we take revenge?
No, I don't think so. I think that the peace conference will have to be... must be ruled by considerations of all sorts and not of vengeance, except possibly on the political parties in such of the vanquished countries as are represented. The members of those political parties which have started this war and are continuing it, they probably will have to pay the price.
This concludes the interview. This is Buffalo, New York, speaking, telling what we think of the Japanese aggression. These interviews are recorded for the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., through the facilities of WBEN, the Buffalo Evening News Station. Charles Harrell speaking. What is your name, please?
Dorothy Bayer.
And you live in Buffalo?
Yes.
Where?
504 Glenwood Avenue.
Are you married?
No. I'm a widow.
Miss Bayer... Where were you when the news came of the Japanese aggression?
We were in our living room waiting for the symphony to come.
You say we. Does that mean you and your children?
No, my father and I.
You live with your father at the present time.
Mm-hmm.
How did you react to it when you first heard the news?
Well, for a moment we were stunned. We just couldn't believe it at the moment. At first, I mean, it didn't seem true, and... Then the more we heard, we were horrified.
You believed it might be just a rumor, did you think? Or did you think it was a real
yes,
fact?
Yes, at first, because the reason that we thought that, we hadn't quite finished discussing an article which we'd read in a New York newspaper about some planes that had crashed in the Pacific several weeks before. And reading of the screen, so-called, that they had around the Pearl Harbor, 24-hour screen, they called it.
I see.
And it didn't seem quite possible at the time.
Did you feel at the time that that this would mean war for the United States?
Oh, if it were absolutely true, yes.
How did your father feel about it? What was his reaction?
Well, his, like mine, you see, it sort of dovetailed in. We've just been discussing it at the dinner table.
Did you feel relief?
No. Of course, we knew for some time ever since the freezing of the assets of Japan that something was going to happen. We didn't think it would be anything like that.
What does this war mean to you, personally? How will it affect your life, as far as you can tell now?
Well, that's rather difficult to say. Of course,
Are you prepared to make sacrifices?
Yes, we are making them now. We have to. All of us are.
You feel like that you're ready for anything that might affect you?
Oh, definitely, because, you see, we're fundamentally Yankees. And I don't think any Yankee has any fondness for a so-called yellow race.
What shall we do as a nation? Shall we fight this war fair or foul?
Well, they've started in sort of foul.
Shall we fight back foul?
Well, if fire means fighting with fire, let's fight with fire.
You believe then that we should and can bomb undefended cities?
No, that doesn't seem right. Not for them to do it to us or for us to do it to them. That's not...
If they do it to us, should we retaliate?
Well, we should do something, but I don't believe in defenseless people being the butt of aggression.
I see.
I don't like that word defense anyway.
That leads me to the next question. Do you hate the Japs?
No, I don't hate anyone.
Dislike the Japanese people?
I don't dislike the people. I dislike the way they do things so often.
You hate their manner, their government. Do you hate their government?
Well...
By that I mean, do you make a distinction between the Japanese people and their government?
Well, the contacts that I've had with the Japanese, of course, have been only in friends of mine who've had them as servants, and I don't know much about them that other than that. But, of course, their emperor is simply a puppet. They seem to be, all those that I've come in contact with seem to be well-educated outside of, even those that were servants were.
Do you hate the Japs individually?
No.
Do you
But
think...
I don't like the way they do things.
You think that's a racial characteristic?
Yes.
What do you think will happen when we get them at the peace table? By that I mean, what do you think we should do? Shall we have vengeance?
I think first we should be very cagey.
You think that we should be very vindictive about this? What should we do when that time comes?
We should always try and be at least one step ahead of them, both mentally and every other way.
Shall we give them a chance to rise again?
Mm-mm.
We shall stop them soon.
Yes, stop them now.
All right. What do you think will happen to the American people? Do you think that we'll conduct this war let me put it this way. Do you think we are prepared for this war?
Well, yes, I think we are, but I think we need more preparedness.
You feel that we're emotionally and morally prepared for it?
Yes, I wish that we had, if there was going to be an offensive, that we'd started it. And not been on the defensive. I don't like that word, defense.
Before the war, were you an isolationist or an interventionist? That's a label, I realize. But
yes. Oh, I'm for America first, last, and always.
You were then an isolationist before the declaration of war.
You mean by isolationist that I thought we should just be sufficient unto ourselves?
That's right.
No, we should be sufficient unto ourselves if nothing is going to happen to us.
And that concludes the interview.